You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live holiday weekend installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. We are one day removed from Independence Day 2014, and the fireworks are still erupting tonight, coinciding with the arrival of Eddie the Bombardier Miller in our studio there at the tail end of that last hour. Eddie was loaded and let him fly in his commentary. A lot of it, which I agree, and I was talking with Eddie in the commercial break there before we reshift our focus for a second time this evening to illegal immigration, the third world invasion, Barack Obama's comments from the Rose Garden this week at the White House. We teased you a little bit about that in the first hour before we went to Scoop Stanton's commentary. We're going to revisit that. But we were talking about in the break, Eddie was mentioning that in the original American Revolution, and even during the second American Revolution, when the South tried to maintain that which the founders had given us and protect us from tyrants, from tyranny and dictators, we're well on our way now. The original founding fathers lost, those who shared their vision, or rather the original founding fathers won, and where they won, those who shared their vision unfortunately lost in 1865. But we were talking about in both of those cases, you had the wealthiest of Americans, people like Robert E. Lee, an aristocrat. You know, the closest you can come to an American aristocrat, a blue blood, but would have been a European aristocrat. Robert E. Lee risked everything and lost everything in service to a cause greater than himself. Nathan Bedford Forrest, we've talked about him. Millionaire by today's standards, to say the least. He donated it all and then enlisted as a private. Jefferson Davis, you know, but of course, going back to the original founders, they were of that stature too. George Washington was an aristocrat. All of those people were. All of those founding fathers were wealthy landowners. Can you imagine anyone? And I know all revolutions are top down. I mean, you know, honestly, they are. But can you imagine anybody with money? There are nobody with money that I know of invested in our cause. And very few poor people like us, but there are some, enough to put us in the top 10 every week in our live time slot, I'll tell you that, on the internet. And we're there again tonight, folks. Thank you very much. But it's you know, yeah, you had the sitting governor of Tennessee during, you know, fighting in battle at Shiloh in service to the Confederacy. You don't see that anymore. And so America has fallen far. And we were talking about that, Eddie. You put it, I think, very well put in saying that we are mentally fat, and we're just stupid, in other words. And I know Eddie was listening to the entire show in advance of his arrival here at the radio station tonight, but we were talking about this guy. I went with my wife and daughter last week to a fireworks show at Bellevue Baptist Church, which is the largest Southern Baptist church in the country. And I saw this guy in a pickup truck, and we parked, and this guy parked near us, and I saw him get out of his car, and he was wearing his American flag t-shirt. He was in a pickup truck. So, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'll say it again. He was obviously a white Southern Christian male. He got out with his family, pickup truck of all things. It was just perfect. And he had a John McCain bumper sticker still on his truck that obviously he had put on there during the 2008 campaign. And I mean, I didn't say anything to him, and what can you say to a guy that's far gone? But obviously, he considers himself to be a conservative, and I'm sure that he is. I'm sure that this guy probably agrees with us on most issues. He's a good old boy. He's a Southerner. But he, you know, he's wearing that flag that fights against everything he holds dear, against his savior and against his conservative beliefs. And John McCain? I mean, come on. You know where I'm going with this.
You know, I don't have to say it like it is. The poor guy's just, I don't know if he's stupid or he's just ignorant. I mean, You'd have to be either stupid and or ignorant to think that John McCain was any type of a Christian Southerner, any type of Christian. You could be even a Christian Northerner. That is totally dumb. And James, I could relate to that. You know, the church I go to is supposed to be, I say again, a fundamental Christian church. That means that, you know, pretty much when fundamentalism, you means that you believe that the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, every dot, every exclamation mark, every diddle is true. You know, go to Revelations. The last chapter book of Revelation will tell you about that. The guy in my church, who I revere, he's a wonderful guy. As far as the gospel of Jesus Christ, he's one of the best. But he's just so ignorant, it makes me hurt. I was talking to him in the last election. You know, we were talking about, me and James talked about the political cesspool. I think we're zero for life of voting for candidates. Every candidate we vote for always loses. It's the kiss of death. We know Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Get this now. I go to a Southern Baptist church, fundamentalist church. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, guess what he is? He's a Southern Baptist. Guess what he ran for? He ran for president, I think, twice. And vice president once or twice on the constitutional ticket. Me and James voted for him both times. I tried to beat the bandwagon at my church. And guess what I got? To the man, these people said, well, I just can't vote for him. I said, well, he's a Southern Baptist church. He believes in everything we believe in. He's a Christian. McCain, you know, these people, they're puppets. The guy from Massachusetts, Romney, the guy's a puppet. Anybody coming through the mainstream Republican system is a puppet. He said, well, you may be right, but we got to vote for the lesser of the two evils, you know. And I tried to point out to him, evil is evil, man. And I said, look, of course he's going to lose. If a Southern Baptist minister can't get a church, a Southern Baptist church can't get one stinking vote, then you know what? I say those us people, I hate to go down with you, but we deserve to be damned to hell if we can't support a good Christian man because we say, you know, here's what the Bible will say, and I said this at church. I know you'll be shocked when I say this. I said, well, you know what? I guess the devil, Satan, could come down here and run on the Republican Party and say, hello, folks. My name is Satan, and I hear that you're a deacon in this church. You run, you know, you teach a Bible course. Well, I'm going to be running on the Republican Party, and I'm going to be running against that Southern Baptist Chuck Baldwin. I need your vote. Well, you know what they would say? They would probably say, well, you know what? You got a point there, man. You're a good Democrat. You got that GOP. You got that R in front of your name. I always did think you got a bad rap, Satan. I don't think you're bad, as they said. I mean, it's almost that bad, people. It's almost that bad. You know, go back to Kevin McDonald, James. He mentioned we're in danger of losing the First Amendment. The First Amendment, crap, we've already lost about. They're already persecuting people for that. They're persecuting ministers. But we're talking about losing the Second Amendment now. Let's see where Hillary Clinton one day last week was saying that people that believe in the Second Amendment, that believe in the Constitution, people, you know, gun owners, we are a threat. We're mean-spirited. She said that we intimidate and we scare people that don't believe in gun ownership, that don't believe in the Constitution. They want to do away with the Second Amendment. So, you know, without the Second Amendment, folks, these other amendments, the Constitution itself be damned. The Declaration of Independence can be damned. You know, we have to draw a line in the sand. And I'll go back again to the fourth branch of government. People, we got to go to a break. We got to pay some bills. We'll be back in just a minute, folks.
Good sense, better sense. We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy,
It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
The phone lines have lit up, and so we're going to take a couple of calls here. But, folks, I mean, are you enjoying tonight's show? Because I tell you what, we enjoy bringing it to you. And it is a sacrifice to drive down here and to do this every week and to suffer the attacks, both verbal and sometimes the nearly physical assaults that we... But listen, we're doing a duty, and I tell you, it's a breath of fresh air to be able to listen to this show. And I say that as a host, you know, to be able to listen to my colleagues and my comrades in arms, Keith Alexander and Eddie Miller and Winston Smith when he's available to come on. And of course, Sam Bushman, you know, with his daily show. It's a blessing to be associated with this network and to serve as your voice. We love you, folks. And let's take a couple of calls from that very audience. Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, what do you got for us tonight?
Hello, James.
Listen, hello, Joe.
If I could get 30 seconds of your time, I'd like to read a quote by written by Henry Ford on Jewish influence.
Absolutely, sure.
All right. Here goes. Quote, "It is rather surprising, is it not, that whichever way you turn to trace the harmful streams of influence that flow through society, you come upon a group of Jews. In sports corruption, a group of Jews. In exploiting finance, a group of Jews. In theatrical degeneracy, a group of Jews. In liquor propaganda, a group of Jews. Absolutely dominating the wireless communications of the world, a group of Jews. The menace of the movies, a group of Jews. In control of the press through business and financial pressure, a group of Jews. War profiteers, 80% of them Jews. The miasma of so-called popular music, which combines weak-mindedness with every suggestion of lewdness, Jews. Organizations and of anti-Christian laws and customs, again, Jews. It is time to show that the cry of bigot is raised mostly by bigots. There is a religious prejudice in this country. There is, indeed, a religious persecution. There is a forcible shoving aside of religious liberties of the majority of the people. And this prejudice and persecution and use of force is Jewish and nothing but Jewish. If it is anti-Semitism to say that communism in the United States is Jewish, so be it. But to the unprejudiced mind, it will look very much like Americanism. Communism all over the world, and not only in Russia, is Jewish. Unquote. And that was written in the Dearborn Independent in 1922 by Henry Ford.
Joe, thank you so much for calling in on this Independence Day weekend and sharing that quote from a man who truly was an all-American and a giant. When you think about American ingenuity and you think about all of the attributes that make America great, you have to think of a man like Henry Ford. And, you know, I think it was Al Gore that mentioned inconvenient truths. Well, there are such things, and it has nothing to do with global warming. You know, what Henry Ford wrote there, if that was true in the 1920s, how much more true is it today? And again, it's not to say that we want to oppress these people, that we want to harm these people. I don't. I want them to live their lives and be happy. But if they are exercising their disproportionate amount of power in these industries in a way that I believe, after having done research and looked into this, detrimentally affects my family, then I'm going to speak out about it. So if they're Jewish, they're Jewish. If they were white Christians and they were doing it, I would say, listen, these white Christians have too much power. Look at what they're doing with their disproportionate amount of power as a white Christian. If I was Jewish, I would hope I would be honest enough to, if I'd been born Jewish, let me put it this way. I hope I would have been honest enough to still start this radio program and talk about everything that we talk about. You know, because the truth is the truth, no matter who you are. And we should have the freedom to point out these facts and say, listen, it's not healthy. We want them to be happy, but it's not a good thing if they retain such power in all of these sensitive industries. Henry Ford saw it. Ford Motor Company isn't running that quote, I don't think, anymore. But
no, I know the Ford Foundation. I mean, if old Hank saw it was doing what he does, his forebears had done to his corporation, he'd have a cow.
Well, and what he talked about the media, you know, Walt Disney, you want to talk about another All-American? Eddie was writing down notes, and I saw the name Walt Disney, another, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who is a true American hero, not in a sense of a war hero like we tend to talk about, but Walt Disney, I mean, that, like Henry Ford, was a pioneer in his industry, came from nothing. And he shared certainly Henry Ford's opinion on that. And, you know, Walt Disney, I mean, is Walt Disney anti-Semite? Well, only if telling the truth, and Henry Ford mentioned that in that quote you read, only if telling the truth is anti-Semitic are people like Henry Ford and Walt Disney anti-Semitic. Well, thank you, Joe, for adding that to the program tonight. Let's go to the Copperhead, another person from the north of the Mason-Dixon line. I tell you, it's not all Southerners that love truth, Eddie, and there are some great people up there north of our border anyway that are great people, and they listen to this show, and we just heard from one, let's now hear from another. Copperhead, what's going on, my friend?
Good evening, James and Mr. Miller. How you doing?
Good evening there, Copperhead. I'm so glad you came on. Listen, I got your phone call the other day. I tried. I don't know what went wrong. I could not get back to you. If you will, do you still have my email address, Copperhead? If you've got my phone number.
Check my notes. I believe it's.
Listen, send me something. You have my cell phone. You may even have my landline. Send me something, some way I can get back in touch with you. I felt so bad about that. And I think you even texted me when I was in Nashville doing the Nashville Marathon back April the 26th. But it upset me so bad. I told James tonight, I said, I don't know if the Copperhead is taking off this weekend or not, but please, if you see him before I do, tell him I'm certainly not trying to dodge the Copperhead. And I want to get back with you real bad. And I would just like to address, before we go further, Copperhead, I have to address the last caller, Joe from Pennsylvania. God bless Joe. He's telling it right. Listen, people, I'm going to tell you something. We, and James, we're talking about this in the break, how lawless this country is. This country is so lawless. It's unbelievable. Listen, we had Inspector Rothstein on two segments. We had him on last weekend. And they're just absolute filth. I mean, it hits you like a tidal wave of mud from an erupting volcano of lava. The complete satanic perversion of sex in Hollywood. Inspector Rothstein said he can document Copperhead. He said at least a third, 33 to 34% of the Congress, the senators, have been compromised by, you know, their illicit sexual practices. A lot of it, far too much is involved.
I wouldn't doubt it whatsoever.
Pedophilia. One fellow, Copperhead, said, and Inspector Rothstein didn't dispute him. He said he thinks it's upwards of 70%. And you go from there, you look who's got these people compromised. It's these, and I don't like to keep hounding them, but it's true. It's the Jews. And if you go back into the, if you go and you look into the synagogues, every synagogue in this country has an old Babylonian Talmud. Read some of the quotes from the Babylonian Talmud. If you look into David Duke's book, The Jewish Power and Influence, he will quote some of them. And now we're going back to James right here, okay? Hey, it's great seeing you, Copperhead. Send me something on my cell phone. Let me know how I can get in touch with you, fella. We're going to James now.
Absolutely. And I'm going to toss it back to the Copperhead after this break. We're coming up short, and I don't want him to get midstream in a thought and have to be cut off rudely. So, Copperhead, stay with us through the break. We'll go to you to
you got it.
Get all of your thoughts. But I did want to say this, and you know, we're welcoming new listeners all the time, and I think certainly we've been more than in bounds tonight, and it should, though, still be stated, for those who are tuning into our program, perhaps for a first or second time, that, you know, the problem that we're talking about here is not a problem that all Jews are responsible for. I mean, you know, certainly we have had a lot of, well, not a lot, but we have had some Jewish guests on this show that have been in agreement with us on issues, and we have been in agreement with them, and we have worked with them on issues of common ground, and we all know Jewish folks who are friendly and that we get along with. But unfortunately, those that are in positions of power do tend to skew radically to the left, and those are the people we are talking about tonight. And so we will continue to talk about that after the break, and we will take this break, and we'll be back right after this.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American-first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one-world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, I have been promising you since the first hour, early in the first hour, that I would give you my thoughts on Obama's declaration from the Rose Garden at the White House this week that he was going to bypass Congress and do what needed to be done with regards to immigration, which is, of course, in his opinion, just amnesty for all of the law-breaking illegal aliens. I am going to give you my thoughts on that, but we're going to finish our conversation or our phone call with Matt the Copperhead, who's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Matt, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, guys. No, I just would like to second what you mentioned about if we were born Jews, you know, you said yourself, myself included. If I was born a Jew, I'd be honest. I'd be the most honest Jew you could have, like Brother Nathaniel.
And you know, it's not right. And Brother Nathaniel is a good example, and there are others of people who are no longer even with us, Alan Stang and Dr. Paul Gottfried, and there are some that are out there that are honest. And well, and it's to the same degree, though, I was born a white Christian male, and if anyone deserves our contempt and scorn, it's white Christian males for dropping the ball and allowing all of this stuff to happen. You know, if anyone, if you want to focus your disdain in any one direction, folks, focus it inward, because white people are responsible for everything that's happened. You can't blame other people for pushing forth their agenda. And that's what the minority races in this country are doing, and they should be. But it's our duty to say, you know what, this is our ancestral homeland, and I don't think that's a good fit for what we want here, and you know, we're just going to say no. And if you've got, you know, godless Jewish folks, people who don't accept our Savior in charge of Hollywood, we say, you know what, God bless you. Do what you want to do in Israel, but, you know, this is not how we want the American media to reflect our points of view. You know, that's what you need to do. But the people responsible for all of this happening, it's not the Jews, it's not the blacks, it's white males. And white males are 100% responsible for it. And if you know, I say we don't hate anyone, and I don't, and I love my people. But folks, if you did have feelings of ill will, let it be for the traitors of our own kind.
I'm with you 100% on that. You know, it's got to start somewhere, and we got to look at ourselves and move forward. It all comes down to what we were talking about earlier, what you were talking about on the show about Independence Day. I mean, for me right now, you have to secede to survive. That's our only course to succeed as a people.
Well, you know, it's it was good enough for the founding fathers, right? I mean, you know, and they seceded, and they had their revolution over a little taxation without representation. I mean, we were so far gone by the issues that they, you know, rose, you know, and it took up arms to put down. I just couldn't imagine. I really would like to ask the founding fathers if they would have fought, if they would have seen how we would have urinated it all away, if they would have even bothered with it, you know. But I guess we'll find out when we cross over to the other side and meet some of these fellas in heaven. But anyway, I mean, what else can you say about it?
That's it. You know, thank you so much, guys. It was always great talking with you. Have a good one.
Great to talk to you, too. Eddie says he's going to send you an email, and we look forward to seeing you down here this fall. I know you're one of the people that's already signed up for our 10-year anniversary party. And, folks, if you want to meet the Copperhead, you're going to have to get down here. All right. Obama. And thank you for the call, Copperhead. Oh, Eddie said email him. Okay. That's what we, all right. I'm going to try to get this communique delivered between Eddie and the Copperhead. But all right, Obama, he's going to bypass Congress, completely unconstitutional, but, you know, so what, the Congress and our courts break so many laws on a daily basis. Why shouldn't the president get on the act? And certainly presidents have. So he says he's going to do what Congress refuses to do. He can't wait forever for Congress to react. So he's going to go it alone without Congress. A truly impeachable statement, if there ever was one. But what, and Eddie mentioned it, no Republicans who pretend, And that's the perfect word to describe their actions. No Republicans in Washington that pretend to oppose Obama's agenda are going to open impeachment proceedings against him because guess what? There's dirt on them. They're all sucking from the same teat. They've got the same hookers. They take money from the same illegal sources. And so if they point out, if they try to take a righteous stand about Obama, it won't be him that goes down. It's going to be them. They're all criminally corrupt. Yeah, and the one that you think that's good, too, he's criminally corrupt, too. I would have said Ron Paul might have been the only exception to that. Maybe Walter Jones, but, few and far between, if any. So America is poised to officially become a dictatorship. And here's the thing. So Obama was angry in this press conference earlier this week. He had this rage in his voice. He said on national television at this press conference that the whole country, that would include me and you, Eddie, and the 90% of people, according to a Lou Dobbs poll a few years ago, that were against amnesty, but yeah, including that 90%, the whole country believed that illegals had the right to be given citizenship and that by doing so it would improve our economy. This is what he said. A whole list of boons Obama recited, spilling off his angry, pursed lips. Well, it's and that he was going to take matters into his own hands, bypass Congress, completely circumvent the rule of law. It's hard not to be enraged at this dictatorial statement. The oath of office obviously means nothing to him. It's infuriating to see this so-called community activist, jumped up affirmative action quota boy, just casually dispense with the Constitution. But here's the thing about it. What's even more infuriating, you would expect that from a guy like Barack Obama. You would expect him to defecate on the Constitution and the rule of law. I mean, George Bush said the Constitution was nothing more than a GD piece of paper. I mean, he was a so-called, supposed Christian Republican Southerner. I mean, they're all the same once they get to that level. But here's the thing that got to me about Obama. Just like what we were saying earlier, you can't blame him for that. That's who he is. You expect that from him. You expect lawlessness. You expect contempt for the American people and for the laws that the dead white guys put into place. But here's the thing that got to me as I got to thinking about this. And a friend of mine emailed me earlier this week and shared some of the same reactions. Contrary to all these bumper stickers we see, Eddie, about live free or die and these colors don't run, the American people are going to do nothing. And you know why they're not going to do nothing? Because the American people are a weak and cowardly, ground down biomass. It was once observed that in the days of the Republic, Rome was a people, but in the days of the Empire, Rome was a population. The modern American people don't even rise to the level of a population. They're a biomass. And all that's going to happen in response to, Obama didn't grant amnesty by executive order, yet he's testing the water. He's testing the waters here to see what kind of blowback he'll receive for positioning himself to do so. But all that's going to happen is the same that always happens. You're going to have a lot of indignant venting. There's going to be outraged editorials on websites. Bloggers are going to rant and rave. There's going to be angry meetings at the next Campaign for Liberty gathering. Calls are going to be heard that we must do something, but in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, especially when football season comes back, God knows, it's almost here. The outrage is going to wear off. Attendance at these meetings will be rarer and rarer, and Obama's handlers will get his way. So, this is what's going on, and all I can hope is it will one day get so bad. When you bring in these tens of millions of poor, uneducated, sullen, hostile, illegal aliens, that it will one day get so bad that we suffer enough that we finally do something. For all that the American people today are, and how contemptible they are, and folks, I'm not talking about our audience, and even these people that I am talking about, I love them, but they are what they are. But even a rat will fight when it's cornered. And one day, it's going to get so bad in this country that people will get to that point. You're going to strip whites of their luxurious standard of living. And you're going to corner the go-ahead-to-get-along crowd of lawyers and stockbrokers. You know, we're talking about, where are the rich people in this fight to save our republic? They're going to get the sense knocked out of them. Sooner or later, when the demographics get bad enough, when they can't run far enough away, when their gated communities don't even save them from the diversity that they love so much, maybe then they'll fight. Maybe not. Maybe we'll become another Brazil. But I'll tell you what, it's the current regime is going to have to crumble. It's just going to have to go away. It's going to have to cease to be, and then we're going to have to pick up the pieces, because you're not going to vote these people out. And even if you vote in someone that's good, he will be corrupted. There's just not in the metal of a modern man to go up there and withstand the bribes of money and women and drugs and whatever else they give you to be another member of the support group of the regime. Well, we're going to take a break. What Obama did this week, again, impeachable offense, but you won't hear a call for impeachment. It's not like he lied about an affair like Clinton did. They'd impeach you for that, for violating the Constitution. Hell, nah. We're going to take a break.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I'd really hope to work in this story sent to me by our good friend Sam Bushman. It's actually a story that ties into something we had covered a couple of weeks ago. Well, maybe it was even last week. Time goes by so fast, who's to say? But the student from New Jersey was suspended from school for twirling a pencil, and then because his father didn't submit him to psychological evaluation, the Child Protective Services are trying to take him away from his father for twirling a pencil. Well, I got an email here. Middle school students plan to break dress code, and the principal is accusing them of terrorism. And I can just give you that teaser right now, and we'll talk about this more next week on the show and much, much more. Every Saturday night we're here, thanks to God's good graces and the Bushman family and our loyal audience. And that'll be on the website, too. I tell you what, I mean, well, a government school, what do you expect? But getting back to this story very quickly, and I toss it over to Eddie, Obama's edict here, that he's going to work around Congress and do what he wants to do with regards to the third world invasion. You know, America's going to look like Detroit. If that's the kind of country you want to live in, just let it happen, folks. But Obama was a little overzealous in this proclamation, this Emancipation Proclamation for Illegal Aliens, I guess you could call it. The GOP is always just a step behind the Democrats. Whatever their latest radical egalitarian plan is, the GOP is only a year or two behind. If he had just waited, it would have fallen into his hand like ripe fruit. I mean, Boehner and Lindsey Graham and McCain, they're all on board with him. But, Ronald Reagan gave us amnesty, so there you go. But, I mean, you live in a country that picks and chooses which laws it's going to enforce. We talked last week, I think it was me and Eddie, just recently. I mean, there's already amnesty, de facto amnesty. They released 36,000 criminal illegal aliens with 80,000 convictions among them, ranging from murder to rape and everything else. You know, so we already got an amnesty, so I don't really know what he bothered to go on TV for, except just to see how far he thinks he can get with his illegal actions. But again, Eddie, and I toss it over to you with this, my friend, there's going to be no impeachment proceedings. Ron Paul said the only reaction to this, the only answer to this is immediate impeachment, I believe, or at least impeachment. And, you know, no one's going to impeach him for this. And short of that, what happens? The Virginia National Guard, do they march on Washington and arrest him until he can be tried? You know, no, the Virginia National Guard's not going to do that. Is even the NRA going to say, hey, if Obama can put forth his own laws about immigration, maybe he will do it on the Second Amendment, too. You need to stand on alert about that. Not calling for an insurrection or any sort of violence, but just say, hey, be concerned with what's happening here. No, the NRA didn't say anything about this. Nothing's going to be done. Nothing ever is. And I will tell you this, folks. If I could do more to further our cause than serve as a voice on the mainstream AM, FM airwaves here with this nationally syndicated show, I would do it. If I could go out into the street and butt my head and it would cause greater good than what we're doing, I would do it. I'd host this radio show because I believe it's the most I can do with the resources that I have at my disposal. And certainly we reach a lot of people. Far greater audience than I ever dreamed possible 10 years ago, that's for sure. But Eddie's done this. Eddie's gone out and done street demonstrations. I mean, whatever we can do, we do. And if we could do more, we would do it. And we do everything we can. But it's not about an individual. It's going to be more than just us or even our entire audience and everybody we know. It's not going to take a lot. You know, 3% won the American Revolution, 3% of patriots. But it's going to take more working in concert than have worked in concert in recent years. Eddie, I talked for far too long. I know you got a lot to say about this.
James, you're 100% right. I'm not going to predict. I'm going to guarantee. I'm guaranteeing it just like Joe Namath guaranteed the win of the Super Bowl. There's going to be absolutely nothing done. I mean, Obama and these scum in Washington, D.C., they have already done everything you could be done. Oh, I go right back to Rothstein when we had him on last week. I mean, out and out, in the open, pedophilia in Washington, D.C., you know, Satan worship, you name it. It's totally out of control. And listen, you know, if you let your wife and your grandparents and your two-year-old babies go through these airports and be frisked and be literally raped, sexually, you know, raped with your hands and molested in the airports, for the security of the nation, meanwhile, where the borders are completely destroyed, they're bringing in thousands and thousands of illegal migrants, they'll allow that? And listen, what about Fast and Furious? The government was just busted. We're talking about Fast and Furious. Taking in military-grade hardware into Mexico by the tractor-trailer loads and bringing in tractor-trailer loads of dope into this country right here. The government was busted doing that. you know, who's the head of the, well, anyway, the government was just busted, yeah, with this Fast and Furious there. The chief law enforcement officer in the United States, can't think of his name right now, was busted there. You know, and nothing was done there. Well, they had this congressman right here in California, Congressman Issa, whatever his name is. You know, he had, like James said, he had this congressional, this dog and pony show. They have all these hearings. Nothing was done about it. Get this. Then recently, what about the IRS scandal? The IRS and the Federal Reserve was illegal anyway. They shouldn't even have a Federal Reserve and IRS. We shouldn't even have to pay income taxes because, I mean, it's the communist scheme. It's totally illegal. It's totally unconstitutional. Nothing's done about that. The IRS have been busted harassing and indicting conservative organizations. Not one thing's done about it. There was a big hue and cry about it, but nothing was done. Look what they've done to our economy. Just one thing in general. In specific, they took General Motors. Obama fired the head of General Motors some time ago. They did the same thing with they took Chrysler Corporation, a time-honored corporation in the United States since the 20s and 30s, GM probably even before that. Ripped them up. They gave GM to Mexico, to China and Brazil. They gave Chrysler, I think, to Fiat in Italy. What was done about that? Zero, nothing. And they're bringing in all these illegals. They're bringing them in for votes, and they're put in there. Listen, this goes a little bit deeper too. Take a little bit longer to get into this, but they're bringing these illegals. They're putting them in military installations. They're starting to put them in these FEMA camps that have been built in advance. And the scuttlebutt is they're going to use this Hegelian dialectic is creating a problem, so the American people will cry out for a solution. How are we going to handle? What are we going to do with all these illegals coming here, completely overrunning our country, completely just overrunning the infrastructure, taking up every kind of government benefit that we can possibly give them, totally bankrupting the country, totally watering down our Anglo-Saxon Germanic population, totally doing away with our culture. And our people are going to cry out for relief, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to make us give up our guns, make us give up our Constitution. And guess what? These FEMA camps aren't really built for them. They're built for us people. And meanwhile, while I'm on a rant here, I would like to ask you people, if you think the Congress is going to do anything at all, they're going to do nothing. Like James said, James and me, we've been talking about, they are totally, totally compromised. And you know what? Even if they wouldn't compromise, guess what? Most of them in there are just a bunch of left-wing wackos anyway. Even if they weren't compromised, they wouldn't do it. They would do nothing. They believe in all this crap. I ask you this, folks. Have you ever nominated? I'll ask James. I've never nominated a congressman. I've never nominated a senator. I've never nominated a president. Do you know any common Joe, Tom, Dick, and Harry that's ever nominated any type of politician that meant anything? I think the best we ever did here was with James one time ran for state representative in, I think, District 7 at the time. I don't even know if we have a District 7. It's probably been eliminated. But we everything is totally out of control there. Look at the, we mentioned Fast and Furious. Look what happened in Mena, Arkansas when Clinton was in. And people, like James said, it goes across both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. We had Mena, Arkansas over here, I just mentioned, some years ago. I remember I lived through that, where they were flying in dope. This is how lawless it is, people. They were flying in dope in broad daylight in cargo planes in Mena, Arkansas. You know, they were dropping out dope out of these cargo planes over to over in the Arkansas State Capitol when President Clinton was governor. And listen, here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to just assume I'm an old 67-year-old lunatic raving at the mouth. I want you to go in and pull that up in the computer. It's documented every which way to sundown. You can pull up the Mena connection. There's 52 YouTube things there. There's 152 documentations. It's been totally been declassified. It's there. So, yes, the country, James, you're absolutely right. Nothing is going to be done. These corrupt, pedophile, drug dope heads in Washington, D.C., they're going to do nothing. They're part of the problem. And I'm going right back. The solution to the problem, I'm going to have to keep hammering this, the solution to the problem is the Fourth level of government, the fourth branch of government, we the people. We're going to have to educate ourselves if it's not too late. We're going to have to educate our population. James made a reference earlier that in the first War of Independence, we did one. We won that one. We only had, it's been estimated, from 3 to 5%. Most people say 3% of the colonists actually participated in fighting the bloody British. Listen, at that time, people, the British were called the Invincibles. They had gone for years and years and years, never lost a war, never lost a battle. Well, folks, looks like we're getting ready to run out of time right here, getting ready to take a few breaks. I guess we're going into the show right now. We're going back to James right now, people.
Thanks
see you soon.
We'll see you next week, everybody. That's all we have for tonight. It flew by. Holiday weekend show. Happy remainder of the 4th of July weekend to you, everybody. God bless you. On behalf of our staff and crew, I'm James Edwards, and I'll be back with you next Saturday night, God willing. Love you, folks. Bye-bye.